Kia ora, tēnā koutou katoa. Welcome to Emirates Podcast, episode 421. Today is Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. I actually started this episode last week. It was over an hour, and then I tried again yesterday, and it was over a half an hour. So I'm hoping I can get it down to a decent amount of time this time. But there are a lot of things to update, and that's what this episode is about, updating pretty much everything that I've been doing since my previous episode. But first, this episode is called 30 Years, because this past Sunday, November 2nd, was the 30th anniversary of when I arrived in New Zealand to live and when Nigel and I began our life together. And it is now a very odd day for me in a lot of ways, as you might expect, because November 2nd was the day we always considered our anniversary, because that's when we started living together and building our life. But we got other anniversaries along the way. January 24th was when we had our civil union in 2009. And then we were married on October 31st of 2013. So we had all these different anniversaries and we had birthdays and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But November 2nd was always special to us because it was the day when we began. Now it's still that. And it's also the starting point of my living in New Zealand. And so it's special to me for that, even just by itself. Always has been, actually, special for that in particular. But 30 years is pretty significant. Now, what is more significant, not more, is interesting anyway to me, is that I realized that I've now spent 20% of all my years in New Zealand without Nigel. And that's a sort of a sobering thing for me. But also in another 6 years, if I make it that far, which I presume I will have lived in New Zealand longer than I lived in my native Illinois, which is the only state I lived in. So that means that I will very likely end up having lived in New Zealand more of my life than I lived in the U.S. of A., which is interesting. It's not particularly important, but it's interesting. So last time I was talking about wanting to go to the Waikato Home and Garden Show, and I went with my cousin-in-law on the Saturday. It's a four-day exhibition or whatever, and it runs from Thursday through Sunday. When we got there, there were very few people inside, and it was nice because it made it easy to get around, but it was really noticeable. I thought at the time there could have been because of the weather. We were having a run of really bad stormy weather. As a matter of fact, the day before, Friday, was when I originally wanted to go, but nobody else was free to go with me. They had really bad storms with torrential rain and thunder. And so I thought, well, it must be all this bad weather is keeping the attendance down. I don't know. But then going through the show, I noticed that there weren't nearly as many exhibitors as there have been in previous years. It could be that the New Zealand's bad economy was depressing the show. I don't know. I would have thought that in a bad economy, and it's starting to recover, it would have been the sort of thing that exhibitors dealing with home stuff would want to be at to catch any spare dollars that might be flying around. But maybe people just weren't ready to spend on anything like home improvements or fancy food items or gin or whatever, all the sorts of things that they sold there. New Zealand made gin, not imported. Not that there's anything wrong with imported, obviously. The point is, it's a New Zealand show. So I went there, as you may recall, primarily for two things: a cover over the patio, and I generally call it a patio cover, but New Zealanders will call it a pergola or pergola. Both are used here, but I generally use patio cover. I wanted a motorized louvered one so that I could just push a button or whatever, I don't know, and the louvers would open up. And so that was what I was looking for, and also people who would put inducted air conditioning. And of course, remember, in New Zealand, air conditioning means heating and cooling. That's just what it's called. It's basically what Americans might call an HVAC system. I'll come back to that in a minute. I'm going to go over these by category. First, the patio cover. One of the very first places I actually saw was a place that did these motorized louvered patio covers. And so I signed up to get somebody to come around to do a quote. And then we were going through the show a little while later, and we saw this another company that does retractable motorized awnings. And it just comes out from the house, and there's no supporting posts, which is what appealed to me. But I thought, oh, that could be really good. But before we even finished going through the show, I was talking about it with my cousin-in-law, and we both thought that that wasn't really that great an idea because, for one thing, it has to be closed when you're not using it. It can only withstand something like 60 kilometer an hour winds, I think they said, which isn't very strong, really. And I also realized at that point that the louvered system wouldn't work either. The issue is I wanted a cover over the patio so I could take the cover over off of my table and chairs and be able to use it whenever I wanted to without having to do any work to get the cover off of it. And the patio awning wouldn't work because, as I said, it would have to be retracted whenever it wasn't in use, meaning that the furniture would have to be under covers. So that was out. And the louvered one, I realized, a little bit later actually, it wasn't suitable either because I would have to have it closed all of the time to get my goal of being able to have the furniture uncovered, the patio furniture. And the stacker doors that lead to the patio are the main source of daylight for the living area. And if the louvers were closed, it would be really dark in the house. And that's just, it wouldn't work. So I had to go with a third option. And there was a third company I talked to at the show. It's an established New Zealand company called Sunview. And I was well aware of the company and their products. They've got a good reputation. So they came out and gave me a quote. And they actually were showing me the premier model, the top of the line or whatever, which was fine because that's actually what I liked. They use cast aluminum legs and beams and things. And the aluminum is smelted in the South Island. There's a smelter down there. So it's smelted there. It's brought up to Hamilton, actually, where the structural members are made. Then it's sent to Tauranga, where it's powder coated, and then it's shipped here and assembled. The roof is a glass-like acrylic panel, but it's 6 mils thick, so it's quite robust. And it comes in three colors. It comes in clear, which understandably nobody wants. It'd be like being in a greenhouse. Sort of a opaque white, kind of like milk glass sort of thing. And they told me that the retirement villages that they supply to require that sort of roofing. I presume because elderly people are supposed to be careful of sun exposure, particularly careful elderly people and very young children, babies in particular. Anyway, and the third option, the most popular by far, was this kind of smoky grayish color. And when I first saw the sample, I thought, oh, that's quite dark. But then I held it up to the light and go, actually, it's not. It's not that dark. It's a nice compromise. It's just enough shade that it allows... It makes it more comfortable out on the patio when the sun is shining. And it is dark enough, however, it's clear enough to allow lots of light through. And it allows me to see the sky. And if you've seen any of the photos I posted on my Instagram or whatever, I loves me some sky. So that was all good. And I ended up going with that company. I researched a few others online. And one of the other big names uses steel, a galvanized steel for their structural parts. But all steel rusts sooner or later, eventually, even galvanized steel. And I thought the aluminum would be a better bet. And the louvered company that I booked a quote with, I ended up canceling it. And the other one with the awning, who was going to give me a quote, I ended up having them quote on window blinds for the toilet room, not throne, bathroom, and ensuite. And I'll come back to that in a bit. But back to this patio cover. In the end, I went with Sunview because I liked the product. I really liked it. And I thought, you know, if I go to get other quotes, it's just going to be to justify the choice I've already made. So why bother? And so I didn't. I went ahead and accepted the quote. And I got a message the other day. They told me at the time of the quote that it would probably be January before it would be built. And they said that I was in the queue for the construction, that they were going to come around to do the official measure, which, I mean, most of the parts are fairly standard, so it's not a big drama. And then they send it off to be, they make them and send it off to be powder coated. And the coating they use matches the joinery. Now, joinery, I don't remember if that word is used in the U.S. or not, but joinery refers to the windows, the metal around the windows and the metal frame that they're put into, and also the door, the out exterior doors, the stacker doors, all that sort of stuff. It's all the same color. And they will color match that so that the patio cover structure matches the house. It looks like it was built with it, basically. And so it's a relatively easy, straightforward sort of thing to do. So that's in process. And they said that it will be installed by mid-January, which means it'll be up in time for my birthday. And there is a strong possibility they might be able to put it up in December. So that would be really good if that happens. But I'm happy with January as well, because there's still plenty of summer left when that happens. And then the whole idea is to give me an outdoor space I can use year-round, when the temperature is pleasant enough anyway. And it often is in wintertime. So that's in progress. I paid my deposit, and now I'm just waiting for the official measure. And the next thing was the air conditioning. And there were two companies that quoted. They both quoted on the same system. But the first company that came to see me also quoted on two other systems, one that was less expensive, one that was more expensive. And I sat on the decision for a while, trying to figure out what I wanted to do. But in the end, I went with the cheapest system that the first company that I saw quoted on. It's by Hitachi, because the reviews I was able to find online were universally positive about the quality. And they also offer a 6-year warranty, whereas the other two were 5 years. Now, I'm a little gun shy at the moment. I freely admit that. But part of the reason this is becoming urgent now is that the air conditioner for the living space, the heat pump, the outdoor unit blew up. Not necessarily literally, but it did have a bang. And it's possible that the circuit board has shorted out. At any rate, it's not working. And so I had to do something. And right now I've got a fan, an oscillating fan in the living area, blowing the air around to keep it a little bit cooler. And when we were still having some cold snaps, I had a Michaelitic heater that would add some heat. And it didn't have to run very long because it's a very efficient heater. So I did what I had to do, basically. So that is... So I accepted the quote on that and paid my deposit on that. And I heard from them yesterday. I asked them to have one of their technicians look at the existing heat pump to see if it can be repaired, because the difference is that either it can either be reused or it's scrap metal. And I don't know what it'll be. But nevertheless, yeah, so they're going to do that. And they're also going to answer my questions about the installation of the ducted system, which will happen the following week. So they're coming on, I think it's Thursday of next week, to check the unit and also answer my questions and so on. And then they're coming back on the 19th and the 20th to do the install of the ducted system. And it's becoming urgent, like I said, because the temperatures in the daytime are getting hotter. We're nearing the mid-20s already. And so it's getting to be a bit toasty in the daytime. Night is fine. The evening and nighttime is fine. But right now, the only air conditioning in the house is in my bedroom, which is fine because it makes it nice and cool when I sleep. But so I'm anxious to get that sorted. So that's in process. Now back to the blinds. The reason I wanted them were twofold. One is one of my relatives. I don't remember which. I think it was one of my sisters-in-law. When they were touring the house after I moved in, they were in the standing in the main bathroom, and they saw this big window over the bath and faces the shower, and were kind of like, oh, you know, like, because some people don't want to be seen and all that sort of stuff, which I fully respect. I'm not keen on it myself. Although at the time there were no houses, there was no house on the other side, on that side of mine. I had vacant land on either side and behind me at that point. Nevertheless, I totally get that. But the other issue is that in the wintertime, when that's on the east-ish side of the house, and so after the sun moves, it's a bit cool, and at night it can get really cold. So I would shut the door to the toilet room, not throne, and bathroom to help a bit. But then, of course, in the morning I opened them up again to get the daylight, and it was just annoying. And the same thing was also true for the ensuite. It would get really cold at night in the dead of winter. But in the summertime, in the late afternoon, the sun starts hitting the window there. Now, all of these, all the windows, the toilet room, not throne, bathroom, and ensuite windows are all frosted. You can't see through them. But when the sun hits the one in the ensuite on a summer afternoon, it gets really hot in there, which makes the heat pump for that bedroom work harder, obviously, but it also just makes it uncomfortable. So I wanted the all those windows to have blinds so that, number one, anybody who is a little squeamish about the possibility of being seen or whatever, they've got some protection they can have, but mainly for temperature regulation. So that in wintertime, I can close them at night to keep it warmer in there. And in the summertime, when the sun is hitting the windows, especially in the ensuite, I can close them to keep it cooler, which is something I already do in my bed, in my office and the guest room. I don't actually do it in my bedroom. I probably should, because those windows are on the west-ish side of the house, and it can get really hot if I don't do that. So they came today, and they were installed. They're all paid for, all installed, and that's all done. And one other thing I saw at the show that I had quoted on were window screens, or what we in New Zealand call fly screens. And there's a bit of a backstory to that. Window screens are very, very rare in New Zealand homes. It's almost unheard of. The house that Nigel was living in when I came to New Zealand to live, did you know that was 30 years ago on Sunday? had screens on the windows. Now, as far as I know, all houses in New Zealand now, certainly from the 70s or 80s onward, have awning-style windows that are hinged at the top and they swing out. And, of course, all of the joinery, as I said, is aluminium. Well, maybe I didn't say all of it is, but it is. And so at that particular house, at Nigel's old house, they bought special screens that attached to the top of the windows, and they swing in so that you can close the window, latch them, and then they just sort of rest against the handles that you use to latch the windows closed. It turns out that Nigel bought the house from a gay couple, and one of the partners was Kiwi, and the other one was American. So we were destined to live in that house together, I think. But that's how I knew that they existed, and I've never seen them anywhere since. So I was at the show, and this company had them, and among others, and so I asked them to come out and give me a quote. They told me that I couldn't have those screens, window screens, fly screens, whatever, because I'd had blinds installed in all of my windows when I shifted into the house. You may recall that. And that it didn't leave enough clearance to have those screens. So the alternative was a much more expensive system where they put tracks in and you slide the screens back and forth. Basically, you slide them over the windows when the windows are open, then you slide them back out of the way, basically. And it's really expensive. And the option for the other windows, or the cheapest option, what they do is they put magnetic tape on the window itself, the window opening rather, and then they have the screen material that they put the other pole of the magnetic tape onto, and so it's held onto the windows with magnets, because they're aluminium. Magnets don't work unless they're affixed to the windows themselves and the screening. And they color match that to the joinery as well. But I've been dubious about it, and I still haven't either accepted or rejected the quote, because it's a lot of money for not what I wanted. And I've been stuck on this: if I can't have what I want, should I want what I can have? And I'm not sure. I mean, I do open the windows in nice weather to, you know, ventilation, let fresh air and all that sort of stuff. And we do have bad flies around here because this used to be farming country. So it would be good, but I don't know. There's plenty of other things I'd probably rather spend the money on. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I still don't know. I might yet do it. I don't know. But if it takes any longer, by the time they're installed, it's going to be too hot to open the windows anyway. But anyway, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. But the two main things I wanted to get taken care of, the patio cover and the ducted air conditioning, are in process. The air conditioning will be going in first, obviously, which is good because I need it. And the patio cover will be in certainly before my birthday, maybe even before Christmas. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But it is at least happening. Now, I still have to do a lot of work outside. I basically gave up trying to clear the weeds around the patio, and I need to do that now, not for the patio cover, but just because I want it to be all clean and tidy when I'm sitting out there. That's pretty much why I stopped. I thought, what's the point? I don't sit out here anyway. But my veggie pod, you may recall, I moved onto the patio a couple of years ago because it was sinking into the lawn. Well, I won't be able to use it on the patio anymore because it'll be undercover and it won't get enough sunlight. So I have to move it probably back where it was, I think. But I want to put down pavers for it to sit on so it doesn't sink into the lawn. But I don't know what to do about that because I've never done that myself. I believe I could. I could hire somebody, which is what I'll probably end up doing, to be fair. But it's such a small job. It only needs to be a little bit more than a meter square because that's what the veggie pot is. And, you know, so like tiles that are 55, I'd only need 4 of them laid. I don't know. That's a new one I'm adding to the list. Now, when all of these changes are done, when the air conditioning is done in particular, then I'm going to start the decorating phase inside the house because I may have the existing air conditioners removed, in which case I'll want to patch the wall and repaint. And I may repaint anyway, I'm not sure yet. But I don't know what to do about that because used air conditioners don't have a whole lot of value or any value necessarily. I'd be happy to give them away to anybody who wants to refurb them and stuff. But I don't know. It's to be determined. Stay tuned for that. But because the new patio cover will be attaching to my roof and extending out over the patio from there, the existing air conditioner out there on the patio is no longer in the way for that. So it's not an urgent thing for me to get sorted. And as a matter of fact, the patio cover guy said they can work around that. That's not an issue. So, yeah. But speaking of the roof, a couple of weeks ago, I had the solar panels cleaned. And it was because I saw a Facebook ad, and they were talking about lichen growing on the panels. And I looked up at my panels, and sure enough, lichen had started to grow on them, which makes these little covers, basically, for it. And so they cleaned it up, and it looked lovely when it was done. They looked new. And they also inspect to make sure all the connections are good and the connections to the roof are solid, all that sort of stuff. And after it was done, I compared the 3 days before it was cleaned to 3 similar days after it was cleaned. And the panels produced nearly 20% more electricity after the panels were cleaned. So it's definitely worth it. And it was no more expensive than having a roof professionally cleaned would be. So that's everything I've been up to, pretty much. And I've got more stuff yet to do over the coming weeks. I was thinking the other day that I would really like to get all of this done before my birthday. Whether that happens or not, I don't know. But that would be nice. So stay tuned. There's more to come. But that's it for today. I will talk to you when I talk to you. Kaketeano. Bye. You can comment on this or any episode of the Airman's Podcast at airmanspodcast.com, where you can also leave a voice message. You can visit and comment on the Airman's Facebook page, or you can email me, with or without a voice message, at airmans@gmail.com. This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Network and is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.